Hey, what's up? This is Clint here. Currently, we are leaving the town of Texarkana Monday morning and driving towards the world-famous Monster Mart in Falk, Arkansas. It's been a fun ride already. It took me about a minute to get an actual encounter report, as the lady who worked the front desk at the hotel, when I checked in, she asked me what kind of a movie we were making, and I told her, and I asked her if she had an encounter herself, or if she knew anyone who had seen the legendary beast. And she said, you know, it's funny, but a former maintenance worker here claimed that he saw it along with members of his family. Of course, I have audio of that.
He said that he was, you know, they was out there in the lake, you know, down deep in Falk. He was like, you know, we were just out there clowning, fooling around, four-wheelers, boats. And he said they was out there setting up traps for something. And he said when he turned around, he was like, what is this? And, you know, he shined a light on it and kind of went all the way up. And, yeah, and he was like, they got out of there. Everybody took off running. And I was like, really? He said, yeah, I think I seen it. I'm like, really? He was like, yeah, because I used to watch the show called Finding Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm ready to see this thing. And they could never catch him. They could hear him, but they could never catch him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I wish he still worked here.
Me too.
That's great. What's your name again?
Latricia.
Okay. Wow. I'm Clinton.
Okay, Clinton. Nice to meet you.
But I met up with Seth, Brandon, Lyle Blackburn, and the crew, all of whom I'm currently trying to learn their names. I think there's three guys here that are on the team that aren't always on the team, if you know what I mean. Last night, and man, it looked like a train had hit them after the long trip from Ohio and then a full day. You could definitely tell that the bed was the place that they needed to be investigating. Sleepy Town. But really, really amazing things have already occurred, and one of those things is randomly running into a member of the Crabtree Clan who took us out to the actual location where a good portion of the movie was filmed, and in fact holds the legendary tree where Mrs. Crabtree had one of her sightings. So that was really cool. Another really exciting aspect to this trip. It's funny, it seems like, and we were talking about this last night over dinner, that there seemed to be a lot of coincidences lining up between the filming of this movie and the filming of Boggy Creek some 40 odd years ago. Which should bode well. Like I said, approaching Monster Mart in Falk, we are scheduled to have at least three interviews with witnesses today. And yeah, we're really excited. Know that we've got storms barreling down. In fact, I noticed this morning that cloud cover is heavy. Wind is kind of significant, but yet it's technically not supposed to hit here till Wednesday. So it should be interesting. We're going out into the moss, the swamp, the bog. We've got our snake boots ready to go. Thanks so much for listening to OK Talk. I'm going to send this off to Matthew, and I'll be back. So Jonesville, was that actually like the first original?
In this neighborhood. This is called Jonesville.
Okay.
And yeah, the monster was originally called the Jonesville Monster because so many sightings happened in this area right here. And yeah, and then eventually it became Boggy Creek, which we were hanging out with some locals a couple days ago. And we were actually boating on Days Creek, and they said, well, I don't understand why it's called Boggy Creek, because most of the sightings happen on Days Creek. Days Creek runs into Boggy Creek. But Seth was like, it's probably because Boggy's just a cooler name.
Yeah, it's a way cooler name.
Yeah.
So, have y'all run across anyone who has, like, a most recent sighting?
We're going to be doing, I think, do you know when this woman's sighting was?
Mm-mm.
I think hers was a while ago, but there's a person we're going to be interviewing tomorrow that had one in 2009, so that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not as familiar with the schedule. Seth handles kind of all the scheduling and stuff, but
he's a liar.
He's just a big liar.
Okay, so you,
Aaron,
are new,
yeah,
to the Bigfoot phenomenon.
Yeah.
You're just a simple production man, cameraman, specialist of the filming. I'm sorry, that sounded like I degraded you. I didn't mean
to. No.
So what do you think about all this Bigfootery?
Oh, man. Listening to some of the stories of these people who... I wouldn't consider them a liar or trying to make something up. But the firsthand stories of just them, you know, saying, hey, this is what I saw. I don't know what to make of it. It kind of gives me goosebumps. And something I've never really thought of, like... Yeah, I've always thought, like, huh, there probably could be something, but now it's like there's a definite interest that's kind of, I don't know, something that I've never really thought about, that I'm probably going to go home and start researching all this stuff now.
So really just like a couple of days of being out here and hearing people giving you their firsthand experiences has made you want to go home and check it out?
Yeah, I'm excited for this lady that we're going to interview. Especially since she's done like veterinary work, and she's been all around different animals, and I mean, being an expert in on animals, and then she sees something carrying a deer run across the road. I mean, that's just crazy. And that all I'm like on the spot where they've seen it, and I can see how there's just so much like dense forest.
You can't see 5 feet into that.
It's crazy. Yeah. I'm just so used to Ohio woods where it's like there's a couple trees here and there. But this is dense.
Yeah.
And just the amount, I mean, even yesterday, the amount of owls we were hearing, all the weird noises.
Y'all heard a bunch of owls?
Oh, it was crazy. Yeah, I have
Mercer?
It on. I think you can hear them in the... in the behind the scenes on the second video.
Okay.
There's a bunch of owls. There's a female and a male hoot owl.
Yeah.
Hooting and hollering.
They were hollering during one of the interviews. It's just things like that, I mean, I'm just so used to being around, like, cities and stuff that you don't
right.
think of animals.
Yeah, this place.
Being out in the middle of nowhere, it's nuts. So, I mean, it's got me excited.
What about you, Brandon? Now that you've done, this is your third production. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
I mean, I'm still skeptical about the whole thing. But it kind of ebbs and flows for me in between movies, you know? When we're down here and we hear about Lynn Crabtree's encounter, see that location, and his whole encounter is insane because if he was going to make something up, why would you add the detail of that? You know, because Lynn was squirrel hunting, and he was just sitting there waiting on squirrels to come along, and all of a sudden, he hears a commotion, and horses come running, and they run into the water. Something spooked these horses so much, they ran into the water. Then he hears a dog bellow, and then he sees this thing, and the thing notices him, and it's all agitated, and then it comes walking at him, and he shoots at it 3 times. This amazing encounter. if you're gonna make something up, why would you add that? How would you even think of that detail that the horses ran into the water like it was they were spooked by something? You know, so that's just an incredible encounter. And then you hear from different locals that it really messed them up for life and all this stuff, and it so makes me go towards belief more. You know what I mean? And then when we stop working on the movies for a month or two,
then you're like, they're all full of it.
Yeah, no, not the people, but it kind of...
They're all taking mushrooms.
You kind of get back into skepticism a little bit. You start to think the questions kind of come back and all that. But no, it just ebbs and flows.
I don't think a lot of people know, like you said, from the city, Aaron.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people understand what the thicket means.
Yeah.
And just being here, when we've got... 120 foot tall pine trees around us and the underbrush. Again,
there's trees that are like less than a foot apart from each other.
Yeah.
Trying to walk through that alone.
Yeah, there's no way. Like, we're not built to go through that. And if you did try to go through that, there would be any number of plant life that will kill you.
I mean,
thorns, snakes, shrubbery. All right. We're about to go get encountering. Beehive Ranch compound, where we are meeting up with Jennifer Bland, a non-believer who had a very interesting sighting recently. And this Boggy Creek Beehive stuff is tremendous. Clint Harris, the guy that runs it, it's excellent. I highly recommend everyone checking them out. Facebook, Instagram, the whole thing. Got a lot of products for everyone, but we're about to sit down with Jennifer and hear her story. Hey, Seth.
Hello.
Now, after hearing your latest encounter in the woods of Falk, where do you stand percentage-wise on the existence of the creature of which we seek?
I don't have an official percentage right now. I can't remember what I said last time. What did I say last time? Like 57 or something?
That seems high.
Maybe 60.
She bumped you 3 points?
Yeah. Listen, dude, she's a Christian. She's a non-believer. She didn't come into this with wanting to see a Bigfoot. She didn't believe in it. I thought she was super credible. I like her a lot. She's one of the coolest witnesses I've talked to, I think. I just like the way she talked about it on the phone and stuff. And when I talked to her on the phone going into it, I was like, I hope she is that way when we turn the cameras on, like talking about how it affected her.
And she has like experience with animals.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, she told me she's not scared of like bears or gators or any of this stuff, and this thing terrified her.
Well, she left here to go gator hunting.
Yeah.
She was looking for gators. Yeah. Now.
She said it unnerved her, was the word.
Back at the world famous Monster Mart for a quick lunch, and then we're off to the library to sit down with yet another witness. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on Monday. Things are getting hairier in the best possible way. Thanks so much for listening to OK Talk. Stay tuned. We've got plenty more to come. Plenty.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.